What if you could make data transfer inside a computer 100 times faster while cutting power consumption by 80%? That isn't a hypothetical. According to companies like Lightmatter and Marvell, that's the reality of a technology revolution happening right now in July 2026. The age of copper wiring and high-performance computing is over. The age of light has begun. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that drives global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a seismic shift in the bedrock of artificial intelligence infrastructure. For decades, performance was all about the chip. Now, the bottleneck has moved to the wires connecting them. The industry is placing a multi-billion dollar bet that the only way to solve this is by replacing electrons with photons, or particles of light.
Exactly, Susie. This isn't a future trend, it's a present-day imperative. We're seeing semiconductor giants, foundries, and startups all racing to build a new supply chain around a technology called silicon photonics. For US and European firms, this is both a massive threat and a monumental opportunity.
Okay, Troy, let's start with the basics. We're hearing terms like silicon photonics and co-packaged optics. What exactly is this technology that has giants like NVIDIA and Broadcom investing billions?
It's the solution to a problem called the copper wall. AI workloads like those for NVIDIA's Blackwell and upcoming Rubin GPUs require petabit-scale bandwidth. That's a quadrillions of bits per second. Pushing that much data through traditional copper traces on a circuit board generates too much heat and consumes enormous power. Silicon photonics fabricates optical components, lasers, modulators, waveguides, directly onto silicon wafers, allowing data to travel as light.
And co-packaged optics, or CPO?
That's the key integration step. CPO puts the optical engine in the same package as the processor. Think of it as moving the highway on-ramp right next to the factory door. Broadcom is already deploying its Davis and CPO products, and NVIDIA and Cisco are targeting 1.6 terabit per second optical transceivers for later this year. Startups like Lightmatter are demonstrating AI workload speedups of nearly 10 times over traditional GPUs, with 3 to 5 times better power efficiency.
So for a European manufacturer of industrial automation equipment, how does this data center technology affect their business?
The core components, miniaturized lasers, modulators, photonic integrated circuits, or PICs, will become available for other applications. This enables a new generation of high-precision sensors, machine vision, and robotics that require real-time, high-bandwidth data processing. U.S. and European manufacturers must start evaluating these components for their next-generation product roadmaps. Ignoring this is like ignoring the shift to microprocessors in the 1980s.
And for trading companies?
The market for optical components is exploding. Sourcing these new 1.6T transceivers and CPO modules will be critical. But it's not just about the finished product. The entire supply chain of specialized materials and manufacturing equipment is being reshaped. Western distributors need to identify the new leaders in this space, like IR Labs or Lightmatter, and forge partnerships now, before capacity is locked down by the hyperscalers.
Troy, if the demand is this high, the manufacturing base has to scale up. We're seeing a flurry of announcements from the world's biggest chip foundries. What's happening there?
The entire semiconductor manufacturing ecosystem is retooling for photonics. Critically, this is moving to large 300-millimeter wafers, which is the key to cost-effective mass production. In Singapore, UMC just shipped its first mass-produced silicon photonics wafers for a company called Silith Technology. In Europe, STMicroelectronics has launched 300-millimeter production of its PIC100 platform.
And we're also seeing major government-backed investments.
That's right. Tower Semiconductor just announced a $3 billion investment in Japan, with support from their Ministry of Economy, Trade, and Industry, specifically to revive a fab for 300-millimeter silicon photonics. It's expected to be ready by late 2027. And in Taiwan, TSMC has unveiled its next-generation platform, COUP, which uses advanced 3D stacking to place a photonic IC right next to a GPU.
So what's the direct intelligence here for a U.S. machine tool manufacturer or a German automotive supplier?
Your supply chain is about to change. Foundries like TSMC, GlobalFoundries, and Tower are becoming the new strategic hubs for this technology. The manufacturing processes for photonic chips are complex, requiring new testing and assembly techniques. U.S. and European firms that design their own chips must engage with these foundries now to understand their roadmaps and design rules for integrating photonics. If you rely on off-the-shelf components, you need to verify your suppliers have secured capacity at these new fabs.
And for trading and distribution, what's the play?
The geographic concentration of this manufacturing in Asia and now Japan is a critical factor. For Western trading companies, this means a potential supply chain bottleneck. It's vital to secure allocations and understand the specific capabilities of each foundry. For example, Global Foundries is building a dedicated CPO packaging facility in New York, set to open in 2025. This could be a key node for diversifying away from Asia. The actionable insight is clear. Map your supply chain against these specific foundry investments.
With billions being invested in foundries retooling, the market must be sending some strong signals. What are you seeing on the financial and strategic side?
The signals are unequivocal. Marvel Technology just acquired Celestial AI specifically for its on-chip photonic fabric technology, which they claim can reduce interconnect power by over 80%. They are already leaders with 1.6 terabit solutions and are demonstrating 3.2 terabit tech for 2028. This isn't R&D. This is a race for market dominance.
And this is attracting broader investor attention, correct?
Absolutely. We're seeing specialized ETFs emerge. CraneShares just launched Luma, a new photonics-focused ETF, and the established AI ETF, AGIX, recently added IR Labs, a private pioneer in optical I/O, to its portfolio. This is a significant vote of confidence, signaling that the financial markets now see optical interconnects as a core, indispensable part of the AI value chain.
We're also seeing a battle for intellectual property.
It's fierce. A recent patent analysis shows Marvell Asia and Japan's Sumitomo Electric Industries holding dominant positions in photonic integration and photodetector patents, respectively. But new players like TSMC and Intel are filing aggressively. For Western companies, this patent landscape is a map of who controls the critical technologies for the next decade.
So what should a European distributor of electronic components be doing?
They need to be tracking these acquisitions and patent filings as leading indicators of market consolidation and technology leadership. The acquisition of Celestial AI by Marvell means their product portfolio and roadmap are now deeply integrated. Distributors should be securing partnerships with these emerging leaders. For executives, the actionable step is to task your competitive intelligence team with monitoring this patent landscape. It will tell you who your key technology partners and competitors will be tomorrow.
This is all moving incredibly fast. Beyond the immediate deployment of 1.6T transceivers, what's on the horizon? What's the next breakthrough we should be watching?
The next frontier is about speed of manufacturing and new materials. A major bottleneck for complex 3D optical chips has been fabrication time, but a new technique called ion beam origami can now produce these nanostructures across a whole wafer in just seconds, a more than 100-fold speedup. This could be the breakthrough that makes advanced optical chips cheap enough for mass market applications.
Like autonomous vehicles?
Exactly. We're already seeing related progress there. MIT just developed a new solid-state LiDAR chip on a silicon photonics platform with a much wider field of view and no moving parts. This makes it smaller, more durable, and cheaper, perfect for scaling in automotive and robotics. This shows how the core manufacturing expertise from the data center push is enabling innovation in other industries.
Are we also looking at materials beyond silicon?
Yes. While silicon is dominant, researchers are pushing boundaries. A Cambridge spinoff, CamGraphic, just secured funding for graphene-based photonic transceivers, which promise even higher speeds and lower power. And we've seen breakthroughs in thin-film lithium niobate modulators, supporting incredible 224 gigabit per second signals.
So what's the actionable insight for a Western CTO?
Don't just plan for the technology that exists today. Your five-year roadmap must account for these manufacturing and materials breakthroughs. The cost of optical components is going to fall dramatically, and their capabilities will expand. Start pilot projects now to explore how solid-state LiDAR or ultra-high-speed optical links could transform your products or manufacturing processes. The R&D happening today will be in your competitors' products by 2028.
All right, Troy, a huge amount of intelligence this week. Let's boil it down. What are the three key takeaways for our listeners?
First, the transition from copper to optical interconnects is not a forecast. It is a reality happening now, driven by the AI industry. Every U.S. and European technology company must assess how this shift impacts their product designs and supply chains. The performance gains are too large to ignore.
Second,
the world's leading semiconductor foundries, TSMC, UMC, Global Foundries, Tower, are in an investment arms race to build capacity for silicon photonics. This foundry capacity is the new strategic high ground. access to this manufacturing will determine who wins and who loses in the AI hardware space.
And the final takeaway?
This is bigger than data centers. The massive investment in silicon photonics will create a tidal wave of innovation in other sectors. Expect radical advances in industrial sensors, automotive LiDAR, robotics, and high-performance computing. Executives must look beyond their immediate industry and identify the spillover opportunities this revolution will create. Waiting to react will be too late.
A fundamental shift in the architecture of computing. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining us on Troy Technical Intelligence.
Thank you.
Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an update. We'll be back next week with more analysis on the technology shaping your business and your world.